Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein. How are you, sir?
I'm okay.
Early.
I got here a little early, so maybe things were just a little bit smoother starting the show than they've been for a few weeks.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Here we go. Yes.
Maybe they're not. Anyway.
All right.
I'm Peter Greco.
Right.
And you are?
David Brownstein. We did that already.
Very
this
good.
This is a repeat show.
I just want to make sure.
Groundhog Day show. There you go.
That's my short-term memory.
There you go.
It just went.
I got it.
Anyway, it is Saturday, November 23rd, 2019. It is about 10:04 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then it'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the shows are available every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m., live streaming if you go to our website, saperston.com, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming and you should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, you can once again go to saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and all of our archive shows are there. Then finally, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy.
Yeah, it was on last night about 9:30, I looked.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so either, you know, it could be late Friday, sometime Friday night, Saturday morning. You know, brief, concise, to the point. They cover, you know, and don't forget they're economists, so they do throw in some of their opinions, but it's interesting that they always put some important economic news, you know, that is factual, and then they will have their opinion.
Right, but they'll have their opinion. Right. It's interesting because now the opinion there, of course, everybody's looking towards 2020, and there was a economist on CNBC yesterday saying that he's looking for 8 to 10% on the S&P next year. He thinks earnings are going to be great, blah, blah, blah. And you read in Stone and McCarthy, they say, well, things are bad. We don't think they're, you know, it's just, it wasn't 180 degree opposite, but it was a little bit different. But I like it because it gives you a very concise idea, as you said, of what happened economically.
Yeah, just if you don't want to do some quick reading rather than have to read a 10-minute article or something.
It's not too confusing. Yeah. Right.
And these days when people write articles, they have to be very creative, and it takes them about half an hour to get to the point.
Correct.
Know, so.
Or you got to click a number of times to
Which is why I have stopped reading the newspaper a long time ago. But anyway, that's beside the point.
Okay.
There you go.
I have it up right now on my laptop. I read the Buffalo News every day.
You do? I get it on the weekend just for the coupons.
There you go. You and my
and
mother.
And the sales.
You and my mother. There you go.
Anyway, right now, as you can tell, the phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Very easy to get in, as it always is in the beginning of the show. Also, you know, if for some reason you don't want to talk to us, although we like talking to you, you can go to our website. There's a chat box there. So if you go to saperston.com again and click on the Dollar Doctor tab, this is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Checkbox comes up.
Yes, and we have somebody there already.
Amazing. And you can type in a question or type in a symbol. And if you put in the symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. So right now, while we're waiting, we'll go to the chat box. But here's the phone numbers, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
So Cool Guest, he's got three stocks that he's looking to buy. First one is Salesforce.com, which is symbol CRM. Mm-hmm. Do you know what CRM stands for, Peter?
No, what is it?
You don't know?
No.
Customer Relationship Management.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it has something very logical there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's closed at 162.81.
Okay, we'll take a look here real quick. Or not so quick, since I forgot to log in because we were having such a good time. But anyway, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And the first one's going to be CRM.
Salesforce.com. They help businesses.
They do?
Yes.
How do they help them?
Well, they help them set up all their technology strategies and that.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Boy, here we are. It's just had a big run from 142 to 166. Got stopped there three times before, so you're right up at resistance.
So you know, when earnings are out, I think they're due soon.
Are they? Let me see. It says up here someplace.
Yeah, yours does. I don't have.
Yeah, I know that. Let me just take a quick look. Sales and earnings report expected December 3rd.
I found it. Yeah. So that's interesting, you know, how it's run up.
It's
like
running
that.
Up in the earnings. It's a question of whether you want to buy it before earnings or not. Because as we know, you know, some big volatile moves can happen, you know, after earnings. And sometimes the move is not in the direction you would think based on the earnings. Okay. Because there's so many
It seems
other
to be
things,
somewhat of a trend that they run up. And I'm just looking at the chart and just very unsophisticated analysis. But I like the company. I think they've got a very creative CEO, longtime guy.
So you'd buy it up here at resistance?
Well, I don't
well,
know
okay.
About that.
What I would say is, you know, technically it would give a major, major breakout if it hit 168. So you could do a buy on stop, you know, through 168.
That'd be a 52-week high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, or you could buy a little because you've done a lot of research into the company. And
do
like
your own
David,
research.
You love it.
Right.
And you could buy a little and then see what happens on earnings, you know, And if it tanks on the earnings, sometimes you get a little tank, and then the next day they have the conference call, and the thing comes right back up again. So right. It might give you an opportunity to buy some more. So you have to think about how you want to play it in the earnings. And right now, you know, the 50-day moving average is 154, the 200-day is 155, so it's in a bullish position. So as long as it stays above those averages, it's still in good shape.
Right. Nice. And I don't love it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Right.
Well, let's make sure we're
You only
clear.
Love Amazon. Go ahead.
We'll talk about that later.
All right. Go ahead.
NEE.
Oh, my God. Next.
Close at 233.38.
Unbelievable.
NextEra Energy.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I mean, this stock has been unbelievable.
How do we miss this one, Peter?
Oh, because it was what is it like? It's a utility. You say, why would I buy a utility?
I wouldn't right? buy.
But these people are they're into all the alternative stuff. Okay, you know, and that's why it's going up so strongly. So obviously, you know, you've got a very high momentum stock at this point. You know, you do take somewhat of a risk, but. Yeah, I would say it made a tiny little pullback. If it hits 240, it's another breakout for it. And, you know, the 200 days back at 208. So I think as long as it stays above the 208, it could be a buy. Once again, you could buy a little or wait for the breakout. And if it dropped below 208, then, you know, you'd have to reevaluate it at that point, mm-hmm. which sounds like a lot. It's only, what, about a 12% drop or something like right. that, you know. So, okay. Yep, that's what I would look at.
All right. Next one is ODFL. Closed at 189.57, Old Dominion Freight Lines.
Really?
Yeah. You see those trucks all the time. Are those the ones that drive slow?
No, it's people.
Oh, people. Okay, yeah.
Trucks are a different story. We don't want to get them aggravated, too. But anyway. Obviously, it's done very well. And what I kind of like about it is it had a big resistance area at 170. You know, it started in 2017. Hit it twice, hit it the third time, and then broke out, came down, and looked like it was going to, you know, be a false signal, but it just came back down to the consolidation range, tested the breakout area, took off again. So, you know, looks to be very strong in here. 200-day moving average is way back at 158, 50 days at 179. And, you know, it would give a short-term possible sell signal at 180, and it closed at what, 189?
189.57.
Yeah. So, this one looks very strong. I like the very gigantic breakout, you know, and that breakout area, which is a little ways down, you know, but But I would say, you know, 170 to 176 should be very strong support for it. And, you know, obviously, the first indication of a potential problem would be under the 50-day at 179. So if you really looked into this and you like it for other reasons, too, could be an interesting buy-in here.
All right. Interesting. Good, good, good.
So that's it for the chat box, right?
That's it. No calls. Give the
no
phone
calls.
Numbers again.
It's 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Very easy to get in right now. Give us a call. And
we've been doing this a long time. Do you know that? 1993. So we're the longest running, consecutively running.
Well, we're the longest running, least follow showed on the air.
Well, I think you'd be surprised. I got a letter last week.
A letter?
From a listener. Very nice gentleman. Talked to him. And then we want to talk about doing your own research and all those things. And, you know, I may not like Amazon and there's different prices. But when the callers come in or the chat room, we don't really know what their wealth is, lack of wealth, their retirement, their age. We don't really know anything. No. So whatever we say, you really need to do some research. So I got a question regarding the Invesco Oppenheimer short-term bond fund that I talk about. And I talk about the A-share only because it's easy to remember.
Well, these people
don't
know you work for them.
No, I don't work for them. It's not even close. But that, I think, you know, people need to look at this, not to just jump in and buy it, but it, as a barometer of maybe if they're on a Vanguard platform of Fidelity, you know, that's a loaded fund. You really need to look at it. Right. We're able to buy it in our managed accounts without a load. And there's a different share class. So it's something that I think, you know, people need to realize they got to do their own research, whatever we say or any other show
says. I've always said that over the years.
You can use it. There's so many funds. There used to be 30,000 mutual funds. There's about 10,000
now. And anything anybody says is their opinion.
Right.
You know, there's no absolute right, you know, or absolute wrong either way.
So somebody looks at a 3.25. Why would you buy that instead of Fidelity? Or, well, I don't know what platform you're on. I don't know what. I'm just throw it out that
and
I like.
It is suitability. You know, a lot of times we say that's very speculative if you got money to lose and you don't mind it, you know. So.
And interesting, this fund, over a 10-year period of time, outperformed no-load funds.
Really?
Yeah.
In its category.
In its category, yes, sir.
Right.
Okay. Right. But it's I was surprised by that, actually, too.
Exactly. Okay. Well, that's what I always tell people. You know, the fees are a problem in general, you know. But I used to say, what if you paid a 10% load, and not that this exists, but some fund made 40% a year, right? So what do you care?
Right. But it used to. It used to cost 9 or 10%.
I know it did used to,
in the 70s.
In the good old days. Yeah. But anyway.
I don't know about good.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or go to our website. There's a chat box there at sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on click on Chat. I don't want to click on Archives. Click on Chat and... If you have a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it, or you could ask a question. Right now, we're going to go to Richard in Rochester. Good morning.
Hi, Peter. Hi, David.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Last week, I called, and I forgot to commend you. The caller the week before said that you come out to classrooms and annually educate some of our youth. And I thought that was commendable. I always thought our system does a poor job of teaching kids about basic finances and compounding and how credit card compounding can kill you. And I just wanted to commend you for what you do.
Oh, thanks.
Very nice.
Yeah, I enjoy doing it.
When he retires, that's what he's going to do. You know,
not retired.
Okay. Some people may think so. But anyway, we appreciate that.
I thought this was retirement. Getting to sit with you every Saturday.
It is. Yeah, in a way, it is.
I don't think so.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks.
Question. AT&T got rocked pretty good this week.
Yeah, I don't know why. Do you know why? I was looking around for...
Some analyst downgraded.
Oh, that's what I figured it might be, yeah.
Yeah, and I just, it's disgusting how powerful one person or one group of people can just...
Well, it can happen, but, you know, the stock started working its way back, you know, closed at, what, 37.75?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even give a reversal on the point and figure chart. And, you know, he timed that very well because it was right at resistance. All right? You know, that area, you look at the point and figure chart, that's the fourth time it's been up there, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So, you know, everybody's looking at that to say, oh, my God, it's been downgraded. You know, it's stopped here all the time. I better get out, right? So, whatever. So it doesn't faze me, really. I'm, you know, as long as you're I will give a disclaimer. I hold a longer-term option on telephone, you know, so. But anyway.
Yeah, it was downgraded by Moffitt Nathanson. I never heard of him. From what, neutral to sell with a $30 target.
Anyway,
on the 19th.
So I wouldn't be concerned at the moment, really.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad to hear.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden, if everybody jumps on the bandwagon, I don't even know what that firm is, you know. So,
right.
Anyway, whatever.
I sold it at its high last week.
Did you really?
Needed to raise some money.
Yeah, nothing wrong. A lot of times we said it's at resistance.
It's going to be 50 in a couple of weeks if I sold it for him.
Whatever, but that's a logical decision based on where it was, you know, so, and based on what you were trying to do.
Yeah. Well, I needed
some
money.
There you go. It's all a lot involved, you know, so anyway.
Do you folks ever look at the CCI Commodity Channel Index?
Jeez.
There's a million different things you can look at.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I know what it is. I don't know how it's calculated, and it's one of 1,000 indicators.
Right. Is it an indication of a flow of money going into a stock?
No.
What's it called? The CCI what?
CCI, Commodity Channel
Okay,
Index.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Right. It has to do with the prices and the way they calculate how it's done something over a period of some time, all right? So if you pick 14 days or 20 days. I forgot exactly what it is because I haven't looked at it in a long time.
It might be an average of averages.
Yeah, I mean, you can Google it. No,
it's a momentum-based oscillator used to help determine when an investment vehicle is reaching a condition of being overbought or oversold.
It's a momentum-based thing that somebody came up with, you know.
There you go.
But, you never use an indicator without learning all about it, what it's trying to do, and also what's its reliability. When does it work? When doesn't it? You have to really dig into it. You can't just get an indicator and say, this is the Holy Grail. No. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I mean, you can use it and see, you know, experiment. It's like Victor, when he called in, he said he found that when the MACD, I think, dropped. Was it the MACD or the RSI? I forgot which one it was.
No, I think it was the MACD.
Yeah. To a 3-year low or something like that, that it was a great buy. You know, so he did his research. You'd have to look at tons of charts and say, you know, how many times did it work? What are the rules and so forth and so on.
Yeah,
so.
It's very sophisticated because I'm just reading through it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And,
yeah,
how to calculate it six steps.
I thought it was a momentum thing.
Repeat the process.
Yeah.
It's like washing your hair.
Yeah,
wash your
right. But, you know, like I say, you know, if you find something and you learn the ins and outs, when it works, when it doesn't, and it works for you, fine.
Yeah, and it says here it's primarily used for spotting new trends.
Yeah.
So that if you watch the same security or group of securities over, it may not show you. I don't know.
But it works sometimes.
Would you try it for us, Richard, and let us know how it works? Use your money to...
you research it for us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Sure.
It's very big of you.
I was reading Barron's last week, and I really liked reading about Medtronic.
Oh, it was fascinating.
MDT. So I bought a little bit, and I'm the reason why it went down ever since I bought it. I mean, the company sounds like it's got some really good things going on with future medical devices and what they've done with pacemaker type stuff. But
well, like they say, if they get approved for double chamber on that pacemaker, that's big, very big.
Yeah.
But they're very innovative. You know, it's been a great stock for many years and
long old company. Yeah.
Yep.
Closed at 110.82.
Yeah. So, it pulled back, and, you know, with all these options out
about
there, some of these things now trade weekly options, mm-hmm. and, You know, so you don't know what the effect of all of it is. You know, on a shorter term basis, as long 104 would give a short term sell signal, but it's got, you know, very strong support 99 to 100, 200 days at 98. You know, it's you're in good shape.
The medical supply, the house, I just don't. That's it. But people are living longer, and devices that companies like this invent and use. There's a field for them, obviously.
Yeah.
There's more and more people. In the United States, the average age now is about 90, believe it or not.
And like I said, you know, they showed the picture of the pacemaker. It's the size of a vitamin pill.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing.
Right.
Yeah, amazing. Anyway.
Well, I just like what I was reading, though, what they could possibly do with sugar diabetes, because I know with everybody being obese and sugar on the rise, that could be a big play for them too. So
just go to a buffet.
Just come to my house for Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think you did.
I'm sure I'll be rebuked for it. You know.
I also bought a little OOSAX last week.
All right.
What is it? OOSAX. What is that?
The Invesco Alpha.
I know. I know.
Peter's playing stupid. No, I think you'll see. And if you look at a 10-year chart.
And don't forget, if it goes down,
blame me. You know? I'll take the hit. But I think
I only bought a little because I want to see how it acts.
Yeah, sure.
You know. There you go. Very good. That's the way to do it.
If I like it, then I may add to it.
Right. Yeah. But I know that people, I mean, in talking to Oppenheimer, their management group, they shoot for a 4% dividend, and they're getting better than that. So I don't know. But Pete and I were just talking, the way these companies determine the dividend and how it's calculated, it can be a little confusing also. So.
Absolutely.
No, as a matter of fact, when you read this week's Barron's, they say how complicated it can be to figure out what
the
real dividend is on a mutual fund, okay? What the yield is, what the real yield is. So, interesting article. Everybody should read it.
I think when they don't have anything to write about, they bring up these stories from 5 years
ago. Well, things I didn't know either. I didn't, you know, when they say the 12-month yield, okay, that includes capital gains, okay? So...
It can be confusing.
Confusing.
It's not just
there's an SEC yield. There's a yield that some of the mutual funds calculate themselves.
Yeah, YTM, I think it's yield to trailing 12 months.
Whatever, trailing 12 months.
Right.
Anyway, interesting article on it. So I would encourage people who have mutual funds and bought it for or are looking for yield just to read it so they're a little bit more knowledgeable. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I'll report back. I'll do some homework on. I'll quit my day job and I'll do some more homework on this one too.
Thank you.
We're counting on you.
Yes.
All right.
So are our listeners.
Yeah. Have a great Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend too. Yeah. Okay, take care. Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or, if I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to talk to us, but if you don't want to talk to us, you can go to the chat box at sapristan.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Chat box pops up. You can ask a question, type in a symbol, and if you do put a symbol in, let us know what you're looking to do with it. We're going to go next to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to you two fellas and everybody at Sapristan.
Thank you. You too, Art.
Appreciate
you and your family.
Thank you. One of the things about that Medtronic with that small tablet, you got to be sure you keep your eye on the patient that they don't swallow it before it gets inserted.
Oh, Jesus.
If it's real small.
Anyway.
I don't have any particular stocks today, but I have a few questions. One, what do you think is going to be the result of that TD Ameritrade if they're picked up by Schwab?
Well, the result is, if you read this weekend's Barron's, that this is big for Schwab.
I just got it, but I haven't read it. I just got it off the doorstep. Yeah.
Yeah, this makes the. I don't even know if they'll approve it because they will have $5 trillion or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Each one has about 25 or 30%, right, of the total discount brokerage.
I don't know what the number is, but it's $5 trillion in assets.
Wow.
You know, so.
Yeah.
And it will make Schwab a powerhouse. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
Boosted the stock. Yeah.
Yeah, and I noticed that it's going to be a short week this coming week. Thursday off and Friday close at 1 p.m. for the stock.
Right.
What's the result of these FOMC members who travel and give speeches all throughout the country, and then at the end it's really the chairman's decision, along with listening to the voting members, as to what they do with interest rates?
Well, I mean, if you know, they can vote against the chairman's wishes, and if they do vote that way, that's what it is, okay?
They publicize the votes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like if there's...
The chairman can't override it. I mean, in other words, if the chairman's looking for an interest rate cut and everybody says no,
it's no.
Yeah.
10-3 against him.
No, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they've always been out talking. You know, you take it all with a grain of salt. There's only been a couple of times in the past when they were out there trying to either calm the markets down.
Usually, that's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Or clarify.
Right. That when they're trying to calm the markets, that's when they're the most clear. Yeah. Otherwise, if you listen to some of them, you'll want to hang yourself because it's like, what did they just say? I don't
exactly,
talk about all this.
It seems that they pick them up on CNBC, you know.
It's entertainment, it's news, I guess, you know. So it's like listening to anybody, just like David gave a nice little introduction there, you know.
Absolutely.
You have to decide for yourself and don't jump on anything. And, you know, and a lot of times I've always said, you know, if you're good interpreting the news, fine, you know, but as to what effect it'll really have on a stock, it's very difficult.
Sometimes you're just lucky.
And it's, yeah, you're lucky or, you know, would you rather be lucky or rather be smart? I always used to say that.
Lucky.
Yeah,
I'm neither.
Both.
So.
Yeah, well, in addition
it very rarely comes together, but I don't know.
In addition to the number of years that you've been on, I think as important is the very high quality of information you provide. It's really a great service.
Well, I appreciate it.
Is Willard going to be down south for Thanksgiving, or is he coming up north?
He'll be down south.
Yeah,
okay. He's been there a long time. You know.
Yeah, I want to send him a Thanksgiving.
He'll be back first week in December somewhere. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, first weekend. First weekend. Yeah. We can't give out all that information because of security.
No. Absolutely.
No. just kidding.
All right.
Just kidding.
Wonderful show again.
Thanks, Art.
I'll continue to listen to it.
Right. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Take care. Okay. Right now, phone lines wide open again. 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call. If you don't want to call us for some reason, would rather just type in a question in the chat box or a symbol, go to saperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. You can type in a symbol, type in a question. If you put a symbol in, let us know what you're looking to do with it. And while we're waiting for all these calls to come in, we're going to take a quick one-minute break. Be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning live from 10 to 11. Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. While we're waiting for more calls, the phone numbers are 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Go next to Tom in Amherst. Good morning.
Guys, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Take a look at INMD, InMode. Why did that stock tank? I can't get any information on it.
There's no news on it at all.
Huh. No news. I couldn't find it.
Could have been a downgrade again.
I don't think so.
My God, did it tank? Yeah. Holy cow. And what sites did you go to?
Went to Schwab. I went to a couple other places.
Hmm.
They didn't have anything on it.
That's interesting. Let me just see real quick. Do you see anything at all?
I'm working on it.
All right, he's working on it.
It was written up in Investor's Business Daily about a week ago, and it looked like it had earnings.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let me take a quick look here. Sometimes, you know, you can just type in the symbol in Google, and you might see something come up. Let me just see real quick. INMD, right? In mode. Ratings and reviews. Do you see anything? I don't see anything.
No.
Yeah.
I see a headline, and I'm looking, trying to see if there's any answer to it.
And what was the symbol on that again?
INMD.
That's what I thought.
Excuse
yeah.
me.
I'm getting all sorts of strange things when you Google that. So don't do that. You know, they're giving me everything but that, you know, so whatever. Let's see. We'll do one more thing real quick.
I mean, there's a couple of headlines that say that it plummeted.
And don't say why?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hold on. I'm looking.
One more try real quick and we'll see.
Don't we have any music?
It's just like, you know, telephone. You know, I didn't know why it dropped. You know, I didn't even see that analyst downgrade on it, you know.
Well, this is about a 25% drop.
Oh, says, yeah. The maker of body-shaping devices collapsed more than 21% at the intraday low of 41.49. The high-flying stock started selling off shortly after noon. Heading into Thursday's trade, the Israeli company ranked number one in the IBD 50. There was no news. But InMode's website shows the company making a presentation today at the Canaccord Genuity MedTech and Diagnostics Forum. With a sharp loss in what could become the largest single-day volume in the stock's history since August 8th, market debut, InMode is on track for a sell signal.
Well, it's intriguing. They made a presentation, obviously.
Well, you know what it is. It's a 90-day, I bet 90, since they went public in August, 90 days would take you 3 months, would take you to September, October. It would take, maybe the lockup period ended.
That's
and
a possibility,
to
too. Yeah, it's a possibility, yeah.
So these guys who own the stock are dumping the shares on.
Well, again, that's an assumption.
That's a possibility.
Tom. I have no, it's hard to follow it.
And it's interesting. Take a look. I got Morgan Stanley, and I was wondering what you guys thought of it. I got some in here about this price, $49.48.
Yeah. Disclaimer again. I have a longer term option on that. For 55, but anyway,
I bought the sold the short term option.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, bought it back.
Yeah, but I mean, it looks good, and one of the reasons was a number of people, you know, including I think the Najarian brothers, pointed out a lot of unusual option activity, you know, at that month, which I've forgotten now what month I'm in. You know, my short term memory is not great, but anyway. Whatever month I'm in, that there was a lot of activity out there in that particular option, you know. So I took a look at it, took a look at the chart. I said, I'll take a little dip, you know, not big dip, a little dip, and that's it. So
I think most people are looking for it to go to 52.
Yeah, well, I'd be happy with that, especially if it did it in the month, you know. But anyway. You know, the financial sector's been very strong the last few months, and I think that helps a lot, you know, no question about it. So, and then let me just bring up the chart.
I just find it interesting that the financial sector, and I like it. I'm just, with interest rates being so low, that it has been doing so well. But and a lot of people think it's they're undervalued. So
yeah, well, see, this one just broke.
Plus, you got to have, there's so much cash sitting on the sidelines, it's got to go somewhere.
Big article on that, and the cash. And I think the amount of cash is above the extreme level at the 2007, 2008.
Hmm.
You know, so it's tons of cash on the sideline. And right now, if you believe the point and figure chart, the objective is 68.
Wow.
Which would, you know, and the old high was 59, and it just broke out the other day. at 49. So, yeah, I think it's very strong. I'd say next resistance would be probably 52. I think that's why they're picking it, because that's where it broke down from, you know, the 52 area. So that would be resistance. The next resistance would be my 55. So there you go. Looks good to me. Of course,
okay,
of course I'm biased. But anyway, you know.
Just a little.
You've got the option.
Right.
Okay, guys, thank you, and good show.
Thank you very much.
You.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Good Thanksgiving.
Take care. Okay, we're going to go next to
Don in Hamburg.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I know what I'm talking about.
David, question for you.
Good.
about a year ago, or a little more than that, I mentioned Dexcom, D-X-C-M, and you told me you had a nephew that had diabetes, and you were going to tell him about these monitors that they have for their glucose level.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything with that stock? Or
what was the symbol?
D-X-C-M.
D-X-C-M.
Okay, I dropped the D. Let me take a look. I don't have a nephew that...
Oh, you did mention someone in your family had diabetes.
Right, but I don't have a nephew that has it.
Okay,
wow.
I'm sorry.
221. No, I didn't do anything with it.
Okay. Well,
yeah, unfortunately, because it broke out at 164. Now
right.
It's what, two something? 221. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I've had it since the 60s.
Yeah, really? I probably wouldn't have held it. If I did do something with it a year ago, because it didn't really do much. But then all of a sudden, what was the news? Some good testing? Or?
Well, they have these glucose monitors where you don't have to prick your finger. You know, you just attach it to your body, and your iPhone can give you a reading. It can be sent to your doctor.
They had crushed their earnings views. That's what it was. There was a recent earnings crush, which is great.
It's been climbing gradually, you know, for a while. You know, obviously I've had it since the 60s, but it's one of those things. Right now they have a brand new one out that you don't have to calibrate it anymore. You know, like you used to have to calibrate it every day.
And they have a brand new one
with that, and then it's tied in with another company that I can't think of at the top of my head, but that has a pump that automatically will, you know, if you need insulin, it will actually give you the insulin when you need it. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, the family member that has it has the pump. And
okay.
To be honest with you, I don't know how she uses it exactly. I don't know if she has to. I think she takes a reading and then has to do something with it that pumps the insulin in. It's already attached. But I will give her this comment. I'll see her Thursday. So
yeah. I mentioned it to her. I'm sure she, you know.
Yeah, she may be aware of it.
She probably is aware of it. There's one other company. I can't think of it at the top of my head, but they make a monitor too. But this one is the best out of the two. Mention it to her. It's really cutting-edge technology. And what's really important is that the data, not only if you have, like, children who have type 1 diabetes, that, you know, their parents can get the readings on their phone, and if the kid gets in trouble, then they know. Or, you know, if the adult gets in trouble and their sugar goes down and they need an injection, or they have the pump. You know, so it's pretty neat. The other stock that I have an option on, and that's Biogen. And I was wondering your feelings on this FDA thing that's going to be coming up, that they originally pulled their Alzheimer's drug off, and then they came back and were going to resubmit it.
Well, I mean, you don't know, you know. You can't tell what the FDA is going to do there, you know.
Right.
So
they're going to have a meeting December 5th, the company itself.
Right.
And they're going to discuss the results of that they've done.
Okay, so they've changed some things and they're going to give you the results, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
So originally they said that it wasn't going to be a good drug going forward, and then they got additional data with a higher dose, and they've got better results. I mean, it's not curing it, but it's definitely helping.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first drug in 16 years that's, you know, had any positive results. So they're going to discuss those results December 5th. They're having an analyst meeting.
That'll be big.
That'll be big.
Yep.
And, you know, the stock originally, you know, when they said they weren't going to go ahead
with it, the stock
dropped 30%.
Yep.
And then they said that they had two meetings with the FDA, and the FDA encouraged them to go forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's encouraging. I mean, like you say, you never know, you know, with these biotech companies. But, I'd say as long as it doesn't hit 268, you're in good shape.
Well, I bought an option.
Okay.
You know, and I know my risk.
Right.
Instead of just buying the stock at what's now 300, it was down in the 270s in the past week and a half. And it went up to 344 when they initially said that they were going to proceed with this thing. So Cramer said could double. You know, so.
Well, that's frightening.
I mean,
But I know. Yeah, no question. If it gets approved, it should at least go back, you know,
right.
I would think, to its old highs again, you know.
I mean, there's nothing out there to help these people at all.
So,
I mean,
we'll see.
Hope. There's nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So anything is going to skyrocket this thing to.
Interesting.
If they want to fast track it, December 5th is the day. If people want to buy an option, you know, I mean, that would be the way to play it, because if it's, you know, it's...
Okay.
All right, then.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, Dan.
Take care. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Now, there's somebody who does a lot of his own research, which everybody should do. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to a very patient Judy in Buffalo. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
I'm very patient. You're right.
Nice to hear from you.
I'm also very patient with some stocks.
That's what I figured.
Okay, but I have a good one for you.
Okay.
It's ADT.
ADT.
That's alarming.
Yeah, alarming. Jeez.
ADT is in cybersecurity. Alpha Dog Triple.
Yeah, ADT.
Close at $8.69.
Well, I mean, what I like about it is that it just gave a buy signal.
It did, huh? Actually, it looked to me like it broke out.
Yeah, I mean, it's still in a downtrend, you know, a longer-term downtrend, because it was, what, 14 and a half? What was it, a new issue or something? Or?
No, it's been around for a while.
That's what I thought, too, yeah. But somehow the chart only goes back to 2018. I don't know why that is. But anyway. So, you know, after tanking all the way down to what, four and a quarter or so, it's doubled. And you looking to buy it or what?
No, I own it at around 5 and something.
Oh, what a good buy there. Yeah. So it just broke out. I'd look at the next resistance area, 9.5. And if it takes that out, you know, and that's important resistance at 9.5, okay?
Yeah, I was looking at, I think it was stock charts, and it looked to me like they had a possible upside target around 16. And I thought, oh, what a nice double from here.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, believe it or not, from this one, you know, this chart, the chart we use, you know, from Dorsey Wright, is 17 and a quarter the price objective. So there you go. They even beat that.
I'll take it then. I think I'll just stay in it. But would it be a buy at this point, since I already have some?
Well, it depends on, you know, you don't want to buy too much that you could lose all your profits on everything, okay?
That's true.
So, you know, what I would do, you might buy just a little more. You know?
Yeah, I think that's what I will do.
Yeah. Oh,
along the same lines, I have AMD.
Yeah, that's interesting. Somebody, did they downgrade that on Friday? I thought I saw a downgrade on that.
I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah, they said that it was somebody who downgraded it says it was ahead of the fundamentals. You know,
that's probably true, but it's got so much potential.
Yeah, and I'm surprised because I don't even know if it got hit really. It ended at what?
Northland Capital.
Was it Northland Capital?
Dropped it from
another famous firm. Yeah.
Outperform to market perform and target prices.
36. 36.
36.
Right.
So
close at 39.15.
Yeah, big deal. Yeah. So, but it closed at 39.15.
And
so,
that the CEO, Lisa Su, is really a dynamo.
No, she's really turned that company around. You know,
yeah.
That used to be something, you know, I can't say the word, that was stuck on the heel of Intel, you know.
Yeah, but it seems to, I think it's in the fast lane. I just wondered what you would consider a buy price for it.
Well, see, it gave the buy price at 36, so, you know, you're not that much above it.
That's right. That's exactly what I was thinking. So a few bad days, and maybe it might be time to buy.
Bad or whatever, you know. But their price objective right now is 50. And who knows, you know. But that was, you know, once it came out above 34, 35, hit 36, that's a major breakout.
You know, so that would be pretty good support for it right now.
It should be. Should be, very much so. And plus, the 200 days way back, you know, at about 30, 50 days at 32. So you got the 50-day at 32, and you got support, you know, in that area, 34, 35.
Uh-huh.
I'd factor all that in.
Yeah, so with some bad news, there might be an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, if you did want to try to buy it at 36, and you're patient. You
know? Right. Well, I think I'll be patient.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
See you. Well, I'll be back in a few weeks.
I hope so.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Nice talking to you. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, right now, phone lines are wide open again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our website, sabersteiner.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, and if you do, type in a question or a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do. Right now, we're going to go to Jerry in Alden. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter and David.
Good morning, sir.
I have one stock I want to ask about. It's an old-timer that I had years ago. I'm just wondering about a buy point, Newell, NWL.
That used to be almost like a Nifty 50 many years ago. But
they don't use Nifty anymore.
Nifty, no.
Close at 19. It's not as nifty as it used to be.
Used to be. No, I mean, it was, you know. But the interesting thing about it is, I mean, did you look into it to see if they're turning the company around in some way? Or?
Well, they seem to be having more subsidiaries, more products. And one of the things was talking about their Christmas candle product. I hadn't realized they were in so many things after the basic rubber made.
Right. I mean, it gave a nice buy signal at 20. It closed at what, 19?
19 on the button.
And let's see. It's above the 200 day, which is 16.5. And 19 was the 50 day. So it kind of is bumbling around the 50 day. And I mean, technically, it looks like a potential buy. Price objective with a grain of salt is 32. But next resistance would be somewhere in the 23, 24 area.
Do you own it?
No, I was looking to buy.
Okay, because you got to do some research and see where they get their products from.
Well, he
said
he looked into it.
No. Well, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
David's got a good suggestion. See how
thank you
tie in with Chinese.
Thank
David
you.
Had a good suggestion.
Thank you, Jerry.
Well, he does many times.
Thank you.
Anyway,
it would seem to me, you know, because they are in a lot of these cheaper products, and I'm assuming their supply chain is China, but maybe it's moved to Vietnam and again, they're going to get this trade thing settled. I just don't know when they're going to.
Well, what's interesting, it's been moving up since August. So anyway, so check it out. You know, it doesn't look like this is a supply chain problem, or it wouldn't have moved up from August, but whatever. And, you know, as long as it stays above the 200-day, which is about 16.5, it looks to be in good shape.
The other one I wanted to ask about is Amron.
Yeah, I don't know. AMRN?
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, it hit 24 again.
Yeah, and then boom.
Pooped it, and so I sold to, you know, before I started a profit.
Yeah, I mean, I was in that, and you know, for a long time, and wrote it down to 3. And when it went back to that one day when it jumped to 12 or 14, I got out. You know.
Yeah, I have a couple of positions in it with clients, and looking at the longer term.
I just wondered if there's a buy point.
Well, the you know, it's interesting because that area, 23-24 has stopped this stock 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times now. And so close to
2091 after hitting 24 and change.
But, you know, I would say, you know, the 200 days around 18, all right, I don't know if it'll get down to there. But, you know, it's relatively close, you know, was it 3 points away from the 200 day? And, you know, so if you wanted to say, hey, maybe it'll come back and test the 200 day, you could do that. Or you could nibble a little bit and then see what happens.
Yeah, Oppenheimer gave it an underperform rating.
That's interesting.
On the 21st. Yeah. So with a target of, hear this, $7. As I understand it, the product they have
supposed to be really something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this has been going on for a couple of years.
Right?
But it takes time.
Yeah.
Maybe. But
anyway.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Take
care. Thanks, Jerry. Okay,
right.
Call every week, please. Tell Peter.
We're going to go next to Ed in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
I want to say happy Thanksgiving before I start.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
We appreciate
your family.
It.
Yep. Sure.
Yeah, yes, I'm interested in Clorox. Kramer touted that on his Friday show.
That's interesting. Right. I used to always say, oh, what a boring company.
They're cleaning
Clorox,
up.
Right. They're cleaning up. You're unbelievable today.
He said they had some initiatives that were going to produce some earnings. Additional earnings.
Hmm. Well, the interesting part about it is it's been going sideways now for some time, you know.
Yep.
And since last year, you know, the fall of last year. So you're in a trading range right now between 168 and...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, am I wrong?
Oh. I'm looking at the wrong one.
Okay.
I am wrong.
I thought I was looking at the wrong one. 166 and 144, all right? So you're at the bottom of the trading range, and you're betting that the trading range is going to hold if you buy it, okay?
146.26 it closed at.
So, and you know, the 200 days, that's below the 200 day at 154, you'd like to see it above that. So you could say, hey, I'll buy it if it goes above 154, but then you're back in the middle of the trading range. So so I might nibble a little and then see what happens, you know. You know, certainly if it dropped to 142, you'd have to reevaluate it, you know.
When are its earnings?
Earnings, they probably tell you right here.
October 31st, so you got November, January 31st, you got a ways.
Oh.
Yeah, so it'll be a ways, and so, I mean, you're in the bottom, you know, it's been bouncing back and forth in this trading range now, you know, like I say, for almost a year.
So, okay, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
I'm just looking to see, after hours, traded up 0.3%, it's up 44 cents. Just seeing if Kramer's show had anything.
He might have had a little impact. You know, don't forget, over the years, this stock's come a long way. I don't even know how much times earnings it'd be, you know, but all of a sudden, a lot of these stocks like Procter & Gamble and so forth, you know, are trading at, you know, very high PEs and so forth, you know.
It's 12.
That's not bad. That's all it is 12?
This year is 12.
Okay,
yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, it
2.9% dividend?
You know, used to have this thing on, they used to sell the service channels, you know, and that's in a channel. So it's, you know, if you're looking, you looked into it, look a little further into the company, could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I guess we're at the end of the show. Come down, got about a minute to go. Always say keep a little powder dry, and the reason for that is, you know, this market, it's a volatile market. It's a stock picker's market now. And, you know, so you always have opportunities, so you like to have a little money around.
Right, but and there's no reason why you can't do your own research. There's so much information out there, so.
Yeah, it's, you know, so you can look into it and so forth, and hopefully you develop an approach eventually and works out for you.
Right.
So,
you got to be nimble and keep some powder dry, right?
Till next week, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be back next week.